This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Frontier Airlines' proposed merger with Spirit Airlines is in serious jeopardy. The CEO of Denver-based Frontier, Barry Biffle, told executives this week that the deal is still very far from getting approval from Spirit shareholders. Spirit has delayed a shareholder vote three times, and Biffle says it may need to be delayed again for Frontier to prevail. Frontier is competing with JetBlue, which has made its own takeover bid for Spirit. A number of Coloradans were at the White House today to celebrate something many of them have been working on for years, the passage of federal gun safety legislation. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
People often ask Tom Mauser if he was frustrated that two decades after his son was killed in Columbine, there hadn't been any congressional action. Now that the bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which includes funding for state red flag laws, is law, Mauser says he's happy to see something done at the federal level.
President Biden didn't just address what was contained in the bill, but also spoke about what more we need to do. It was forward-looking.
Biden mentioned some potential next steps, including secured storage and an assault weapons ban. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A citizen-led plan to fix Denver's ailing sidewalks took a major step forward today. Advocates submitted more than 19,000 signatures backing a local ballot question that would charge property owners a new fee to repair and expand sidewalks. Denver residents will vote on the proposal this fall if at least 9,000 signatures are verified as legitimate. In Denver, it's 80 degrees, in Vail, it's 70, and in Grand Junction, it's 100. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.